Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, the 12th of March 2012. Starting with a quick overview, there was progress on both the US economy, where jobs creation continues, and the Greek debt crisis, which finally achieved a bit of resolution, at least in the short term, and not without some midweek wobbles that led to extreme volatility on global stock markets. A lot of sign of fury, signifying not much in terms of weekly market movements, which are virtually nil. And five central banks, Australia, New Zealand, UK, EU and Canada, left their rates unchanged last week. A bit more detail, in the US, stronger than expected payroll employment increase for February and upward revisions for the prior 2 months. And I think it's interesting to see that there were gains in both service and manufacturing sectors, but a further fall in public sector employment. So once again, we've seen a shift away from the public sector back into the real economy. Consumer credit also rose strongly in the US, and that's maintaining a trend for the last 6 months, really, although from a year of very strong contraction. And that is important because it implies that the banks are lending and consumer confidence is improving. But obviously, you see the danger zone of going back to the original causes of the whole crisis. And finally, US exports continued to grow at a healthy pace last month. Heading across to Europe, the economy sadly continues to contract with GDP down in the fourth quarter. On the Greek debt crisis, most bondholders agreed to participate in the swap deal, those that didn't were forced to when Greece invoked the collective action clauses. And there's still some uncertainty as to whether this is treated as a default or not. And I think the implications of this will become clearer in the following days, something to watch out for next week. As a result, the EU released 35.5 billion euros in bailout funds, but I emphasise, I think, that the crisis is maybe over in the short term, but not in the medium or longer term. And it's important to note that the new bonds, the swaps, were immediately and sharply marked down on the markets, implying little confidence in Greece's longer term. So in Greece's longer-term financial and economic situation. And I think that was a sentiment echoed by the German government in their comments. Heading across to Asia-Pacific, China cut its growth forecast from 8% to 7.5% for this year. And that got people upset as well. However, we later heard in the week that China inflation had dropped to a 20-month low, and that triggered hopes of further monetary easing to stimulate growth. And in Japan, yen continued to slump against its trading partners, and that sent Japanese stocks, especially exporting stocks, significantly higher. Commodities and bonds, etc. Oil was little change, gold was little change. The dollar continues to strengthen against yen, continuing its 10-month trend, and the US dollar-euro rate remains volatile. So let's have a look at what actually happened on the markets last week, the 5th to 9th of March. Japan up 1.5%, say really on the back of that fall in the value of the yen. Far East, on the other hand, down 1.5%. And the rest of the global markets, including oil and gold, were virtually unchanged, but that didn't disguise a very volatile week in which markets plummeted significantly on Monday and Tuesday, then came back up again towards the end of the week. Oil, say, static at about $107 a barrel for full West Texas Intermediate. Gold, static at $1,715 an ounce. So what's the bottom line? Well, the US economy continues to improve, but progress is gradual. We do have, I think, a resolution on the immediate crisis in Greece. And that will probably lend a bit of stability to global markets in the short term, although, as I've already said, the medium and longer term outlook still very difficult to see. And the Japanese and Eurozone economies continue to contract. So, certainly not out of the woods yet, and scope for plenty of volatility still in global markets. This week, market moving events, little in the way of data this week, but keep an eye on Greece and the default issue. That's it. Please note none of these commentary should be regarded as advice. Please do speak to your professional advisor before taking any action in regards to this commentary. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. That's it for me. Have a very good week and speak to you next week. Take care.